Penn Jillette. I always pause before the Penn Jillette to make sure I'm right. You know, you don't want to say the wrong name. Penn Jillette at the big CBS FM. We're on Free FM, sitting here as always with Michael Goodell. You're going to want to call today, people. You're really going to want to call today. 866-570-PEN. 7-7-3-6-6, my siblings. 866-570-PEN. And if you don't have letters on your phone, that's 7-3-6-6. Or write in at penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Tom Cruise, Paramount, what's his name, Sumner Redstone, cut down Tom Cruise's contract, said you can't have whatever it was, $50 million, you can have like $2 million or something. The numbers don't mean anything. You just say blah, 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 million, blah, 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 million. Doesn't matter at all. Paramount Pictures will end its long-standing relationship with Cruise, Wagner Productions, because actor Tom Cruise production office, citing his erratic behavior. Now, not only did they change Tom Cruise's contract, but also in a really surprising thing, you know, they actually said he was a whack job. I mean, I guess he didn't use those words, but very, very clearly pointed out that he's, I mean, they're saying, Sumner Redstone is saying, too crazy for show business. Wow. And that's a big thing. You know, Tom Cruise is a superstar. There's a word beyond that.
And relatively minor in the crazy field, it seems.
I would think so. I would think so. Jumping on a couch and stuff. But the Scientology thing, I think that South Park really did hurt Tom Cruise a lot. I mean, the funny thing is that they're so star-oriented that no one talks about whether the movie Mission Impossible 3 was good or not, which it kind of wasn't. It was a nothing movie. I saw it. But all they talk about is how much he can bring in, you know. It's not like the movie matters. It's how much he can bring in. And it didn't do as well, and some of us were happy about that. And it's because he's jumping on a couch like a nut, you know. I mean, that was part of it. That's part of why America said you've crossed a line. And this is show business that has featured people like Michael Jackson, who had to be criminal to destroy his career. I mean, there had to be, like, trials against him to destroy his career. Mel Gibson, the battle's still out, although Melvin Gibstein, as I like to call him. I feel guilty about trashing Melvin Gibstein now because it seems like people, and I saw this, Larry Elders, who's this libertarian guy who I think is, like, Christian. I don't agree with him on, but he's a libertarian guy. He was on CNN while I was getting dressed for the show over at the Rio. So I was watching him closed captioned while listening to jazz. And he had this one sentence that freaked me out where he said, America is giving Tom Cruise, I'm more upset about Tom Cruise's anti-Semitism than Iran's. And that kind of blew my mind because I went, oh, did I say Tom Cruise? Let me Tom Cruise. Melvin Gibstein. Melvin Gibstein's anti-Semitism than Iran's.
Yeah, yeah. We're madder at him than Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, let's wipe Israel off the planet. Sober. Yeah. Assuming sober.
He didn't say sugar breast.
Yeah.
I just cleaned that up. And you know, but I just love that Sumner just comes out and goes, he's a little too crazy, to give him less money. So this is the question I'm putting before the listeners. And I really don't think there's a better brain trust that's ever been assembled for this particular question. So get ready, get your fingers on the button. Who is the celebrity who has been craziest and most famous for the longest, okay? Now, Tom Cruise, I don't think is even in the running, because Tom Cruise hasn't been around that long, and his craziness was not apparent from the beginning. During Risky Business, no one was running around saying Tom Cruise was crazy. I'm looking for someone with a real 50-year track record of crazy, 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 and never even faltering from that for a second. Brando, I don't think lived long enough to really be in that, you know. Bob Dylan starts out not really very nuts, you know. He doesn't, first few albums, not really nuts. So I'll tell you, and I just want people to argue with this. I'm going to put this out here right now. 866-570-PEN, 7-3-6-6. Clearly the hands-down winner would be Sun Ra. Sun Ra has the advantage of not doing drugs and alcohol, on top of that being celibate, which is part of being crazy. But Sun Ra is not that famous. Not that famous. A lot of people don't know who Sun Ra is. And so the one that I'm going for, and this is the one that I think you have to beat. This is the one, if you're going to call up right now, for crazy celebrity for a long time and pretty famous, I want someone to call up and beat Little Richard. Little Richard explodes on the screen, explodes on the scene. I mean, girl can't help it. I mean, Tutti Frutti, crazy, crazy, crazy. As soon as America saw him on the television, they said, crazy, 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 crazy. And now, have you seen this insurance commercial?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. He sits totally oblivious to anything that's going on in the world, just totally letting it wash over him, and then just goes, stuffing, mashed potatoes, just starts yelling. But there's no cue that he's going to start yelling. And I also think that I don't think that Little Richard was particularly drug-oriented, okay? And I think that the crazy is real. It's not like Christopher Walken, who I think just knows there's a lot of money and crazy. I think that Little Richard, we were on the Hollywood Squares with Little Richard. And on the Hollywood Squares, Little Richard would sit. He was in the next box to us. And he would sit there like a homeless person in the next box. Then they would, like, focus him and turn on his mic, and for a little while he'd say stuff, and they would just edit it down after the show. I mean, there was just really, it was being next to a real, real whack job. And this is the most important part. Tom Cruise may hurt his career with being crazy. Little Richard, it seemed, stayed crazy. Everybody knew who Little Richard was in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, maybe a bit of a slump in the 80s and 90s, right?
Yeah.
But we're in the 21st century.
He's back and hot now, though.
Still with us.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the crazy ever hurt him. He went from being a preacher, you know, to flaming and duty fruity. Also, Rudy is pretty good. But let's see who else people think. Let's go with Mike. Who's the craziest?
How you doing? I got two guys. One is Robin Williams, who has always been nuts.
Yep, that's true.
And the other one is Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan Winters.
Who actually did go insane.
Yeah, Jonathan Winters is a really, really good choice. Robin, I'm not going to give you Robin because there's a lot of drugs in there, and
yeah,
Robin
okay.
is still too young. Robin's got to hit 70 before he can be in the running, right?
Right.
Also, when did Robin first get famous? How old was he?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Mark and Mindy, what was he, about 22,
21? 22, 23. Okay, so to enter this really crazy Olympics, you've got to be famous by the time you're 22 or 23, or you just haven't got the longevity. You've got to live to 80. You've got to get famous at about 20. And that's what Little Richard is. You know, Little Richard is living long. There's that.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think Robin's in there. Also, you know, Robin has admitted he's entered alcohol abuse. And
now he has. Yeah, but, you know, you wouldn't know that until recently, but... But Jonathan Winters, you can't tell me he hasn't been out of his mind.
Jonathan Winters did not need a lot of crazy helper. He did not need a lot of he did not need to expand that. Now Jonathan Winters hit the scene when? Goodell, can you do a search on that? What was the first time you heard about Jonathan? But I don't think Jonathan Winters, and maybe I'm wrong.
Boy,
this.
I'm going into a bad area these damn cell phones.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Winters. Okay, we're going to lose you on the cell phone, but we'll keep your suggestions alive. Don't worry, we still got him. We got him mentally. He's putting Jonathan Winters on the. What am I kicking on him? Oh, I got a cord under my feet. Jonathan Winters.
Snake, it's a snake. Snake in the studio.
Let's try Rob. Rob, who's crazy?
Ben, what's going on?
Oh, no, not Ben.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't been famous long enough. I'm not famous enough and not for long enough. No one knew who I was at all in the world until the late 80s. It's only 2006, and I'm still not that famous. So I'm not even in the running. But who
all
you
right.
got? Who you got?
The first guy that came to mind as soon as you brought it up was Dennis Hopper.
Now, did you know Dennis Hopper was crazy in Rebel Without a Cause? I mean, when you watch Rebel Without a Cause, which is his first big movie, right?
Well, I saw it years ago when I was took a film class.
Yeah,
did he
jump off the screen crazy? I mean, I want you to just think about seeing Little Richard in The Girl Can't Help It and Dennis Hopper in Rebel Without a Cause, and you tell me which one jumps off the screen is crazy. Now, when you get to the 60s, the late 60s, and all right up through the 80s, Dennis Hopper, I think, is hands-down whack job. But is he ever as famous as Little Richard, and does he go as long as Little Richard? Because Rebel Without a Cause is not before Tutti Frutti, I don't think. We got a lot of work to do on the web on this, Gudo.
I'm on it.
But
and also,
his standout performance for me was, I don't know, I just love Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet, sure. Blue Velvet, just a wonderful, wonderful high mark. Oh, Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, just not famous enough, but so, so crazy. We have these three categories to just kind of weigh. And also, Dennis Hopper has some chemical assistant. It's not that pure, raw.
Doesn't make him a bad person.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying for this particular competition, you know, it's like the high jump. You know, it doesn't make you a bad person if you're not jumping high. But for that particular competition, I think, okay, we'll put Dennis Hopper in the running.
Thanks so much. Well, here's Jonathan Winters. Got his first radio job in 1946. He was 21 years old.
46? And he's still alive?
I can't tell. I haven't got that answer yet.
That should be
yes, he is.
He's still alive.
He must be still be alive. They
okay.
have his birth date on here, not his death. So that
okay,
seems
Jonathan,
like...
Jonathan Winters. I hate this cord under my feet. Jonathan Winters. I sound so crazy. Jonathan Winters, Little Richard. Now, I want to bring another one up here just so you can like run it up the flagpole and see who's scared of it for being crazy. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, well,
okay,
yeah.
Shot people.
Married his cousin.
Shot people. Married, no.
Sorry.
Married his 13-year-old cousin
right.
and then took her to Europe because he thought it'd be cooler there. Woody Allen marrying his adopted daughter.
That's a little crazy.
But that's like one event, not one event. I still think Little Richard, I don't know. Also, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. You don't need the Lee in the middle. You also have crazy without the Lee.
That's right. Well, Jerry Lewis hits about 54, 55. He starts hitting, right?
Yeah.
And he's still going strong. Well, he was, directing an orchestra downtown in Vegas last night. So Jerry Lewis, let's put Jerry Lee Lewis in the run. And Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, shot at people. He shot people. He shot at Elvis. He drove to Graceland and shot. That's pretty crazy. Let's go with, I'm just going to take these in order. Let's go with Tony. Who's crazy, Tony?
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got email here confirming that one. Shirley MacLaine as well. Renee says Shirley.
Shirley MacLaine. What's her first appearance? Is she nuts in the first appearance?
I think it just started out crazy.
Yeah, I know it started crazy. But it's also, you know, I'm trying to weigh this all on the Tom Cruise scale, okay? Which is, you know, you have to know she's crazy the second you see her. That's why Little Richard, you know, when that pompadour hit and the lipstick and the ooh, you just knew right away you were talking about a world-class whack job. You know,
what?
I mean, Tom...
What's that movie she was in? What's that movie she made?
The first, I mean, she was in Bells Are Ringing, but that was later, wasn't it? What's the first movie for Shirley MacLaine?
I'm working on it.
Okay, he's working on it. You know, the web isn't instantaneous.
Well, I mean, you know, I've got ShirleyMacLaine.com, and so, you know, I think we all choose the paths of our lives. I knew I wanted to be a communicator from the very beginning. I mean, it's not her movie list. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, go to the movie database. Dean Martin used to, in part of his show, Dean Martin would stop the whole show and say, I know Shirley MacLaine, and Shirley MacLaine's a nut. He actually would say that in his show. So Dean Martin, who I think would probably knew a little bit about crazy, he was close to Jerry Lewis for a while and got away to save his wretched life. But I think that Shirley MacLaine's a really... I'm going to write that
The
one
Trouble
down.
With Harry, 1955.
Uh-huh.
She did two movies in 55, so...
Jonathan Winters is certainly longer... Little Richard is more easily, instantly crazy. Jerry Lewis, I don't know, there's a lot of drugs on Jerry Lewis, too. I don't know. But Shirley MacLaine, probably not very druggy, and probably crazy from the very beginning. That's a very good suggestion, Tony.
All natural. How sad is that?
I think it's kind of beautiful. And, you know, the thing is that these are the people that Tom Cruise has to beat for crazy to hurt his career. That's what we're all weighing together, thinking about this. If you are a superstar, how crazy do you have to be in order to hurt your superstar status? You know, and I mean, without breaking the law. Remember, Tom Cruise did nothing against the law, nothing. He was just, America just went, you're a little too crazy. And what I'm thinking is America is making that decision, and they're comparing Jonathan Winters, Shirley MacLaine, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Little Richard, who's going, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes. I mean, just America has decided that jumping on a couch and trashing Brooke Shields is worse than going, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes. I don't know. But thank you. That's a really big one, is Shirley MacLaine.
Mashed potatoes is harmless.
Maybe that's it. I hate this cord.
All right.
I'm going to crack during this.
I'll go get the cord. You keep talking.
No. Jack's going to go fix the cord. There's a cord that Jack didn't tape. We'll do it during the commercial. It's okay. I can tape.
Snake.
Okay, we want to get all these out here. Chris. What do you got? Hey. What's up, Chris?
I got two, James Brown and Liza Minnelli.
Well, Liza Minnelli, if we're going into the crazy dynasty, she's second-generation wingnut, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's second generation. If we can add Judy Garland to her run, she beats them all. I mean, I think she just kind of absorbed all the crazy and moved it on. Of course, we haven't mentioned David Allan Coe for the same reason as Sun Ra. First of all, David Allan Coe spent so much time in prison that he didn't get famous that quickly. And also, he never got that awfully famous. We lost that guy, right? You still there, Chris? Yeah, we lost Chris. But James Brown is really the important one. James Brown, a few New Year's Eves ago, was on stage in Vegas in his pajamas saying that he just talked to the Pope. That's pretty good. But somehow America has decided that Tom Cruise, or at least Sumner Redstone, who we really dig, you know. At least Sumner has drawn the line on Tom Cruise and thought that maybe the Scientology stuff was more mashed potatoes. Tutti Frutti, also Rudy.
First movie at 3 years old.
Ooh.
So that's a long, crazy career.
And how old is she now?
She was born in Norwich, 1946, so you do that math.
1946, 56, 67. That's like 60 years old.
Yeah.
60 years old. So she's been 58 years 50, crazy.
57 years
57
crazy.
Years crazy. I was anticipating a year of crazy. This is just washed
maybe
over.
She was okay at four.
Wait a minute. Okay, we got a ton of them here. And Happy Jack has written who they're suggesting next to them. And my mind is being completely and utterly blown because there's ones I never thought of. This is a really important subject. We want to find out how crazy Tom Cruise has to be too crazy for the American public to consider him possible. So let's just could all of you just stay on the line? I want to take a break and then come back and be really serious. Talking about who's crazier than Tom Cruise for longer and more famous. 866-570-PEN 7366. And I am not in the running, not famous enough, not old enough, didn't get famous young enough.
Let's get that cable.
Okay, thanks. Clear Holocaust. A few times we've brought up stuff about, you know, about will it be the end of the world? Get a few calls. The phones are going crazy. My favorite suggestion so far is Abby Jack, who thinks that Kathy Griffin's brother is the craziest person in show business. But Sumner Redstone, who is my boss, in full disclosure, he is my boss. Sumner has not decided that I'm too crazy to be on the radio. He's, as far as he knows, he doesn't know much about me, probably does not even know my name or that I have a show. But what he knows about me, he's okay. I haven't come into his radar. Tom Cruise, however, has come into the radar enough that America is turning on him just for being nuts. Now, people are writing in. We're kind of weighing three things kind of together: the level of fame, the longevity, and the amount of crazy. We're looking for marathoners here. I don't want sprinters in crazy. I want people who start crazy, go crazy. I believe the ones we're holding up against this whole thing are Jonathan Winters, Little Richard, Jerry Lewis, Shirley MacLaine for the people we found crazy, and, of course, Kathy Griffin's brother. Let's take a few more. Let's take Will. Who do you say, Will?
Hey, Penn, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you, sir?
John Denver.
What?
John Denver is one of the highest confirmed kills in Vietnam as a sniper.
Is that true?
That is true.
What the heck?
What are you talking about?
He was in Vietnam, and he was one of the highest confirmed kills as a sniper. He was a sniper in Vietnam.
Colorado Rocky Mountain High?
That's why he started singing all that wacky stuff.
Thank God I'm a country boy?
Yep.
He was a sniper?
That's right.
Okay. You know, I'm on Snopes, and I hate to say this, but that's turned out to be false.
That's Snopes. False. That's false. Snopes took you right away, Will.
Sorry.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, well, we just heard it on the radio. Some people heard it on the radio. But it turns out that Snopes has said it's not true. So, please, we don't want to spread this information. John Denver was not one of the highest confirmed kill snipers in Vietnam, but he was born a woman. Thank you so much, Will. Let's see who else we got.
What?
Let's go with Dean. Let's talk to Dean.
Sure.
Always like guys named Dean. How you doing, Dean?
Hey, Panda. Do I get a cool nickname since I call in like every day?
You do call in. Well, you know, my friend Dean, I always call Dino, so I need a different nickname from you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you do call in often, don't you? How many times have I talked about
it? I'm named after Dean Martin, so I got some.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
Excellent.
Great. That's so great. But tell us who's crazy.
All right. I'm actually related to Joe DiMaggio. He's my my grandpa is his father's brother, so I guess.
Whoa. Your grandpa.
Yeah, is Joe DiMaggio's father's brother.
His father's brother.
Yeah.
Your grandfather is his father's brother.
Brother. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're one generation removed. He's
yeah,
your
like
cousin.
First cousin once removed, I guess, is proper.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Now that we've got that done.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up with Joe DiMaggio?
Back in the 90s, Tom Cruise used to stalk him.
What?
Yeah. I think they made this public in some magazine just a little bit ago.
It was right after
Born on the 4th of July, I think.
He's rolling around in his wheelchair with his beard stubble chasing Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah, he would wait outside of baseball signings and, like, try and track him down. He said that, like, he was going to do a movie on Joe DiMaggio because, you know, he's known for doing crazy stuff to get people to do movies. But I don't know.
What does he do crazy to get people to do movies? I don't even know about
that. He said that he drove into some guy's house on a motorcycle for Mission Impossible. I don't know.
To get a Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible director, I guess.
He drove into his house? I mean, like John Woo or something?
I don't even know who directed it. I never saw that movie.
So Joe DiMaggio's father's brother's grandson,
yes,
is calling to say Tom Cruise stalked him. And is this public knowledge? I don't want to do the John Denver thing again.
Yeah, this should. If you Google it, like get Godot to look it up, it should be in there.
I am on it. Yeah.
And I have another thing. Actually, I'm supposed to bring up. My friend, you know, because she's from California, she doesn't get your show in her area, mm-hmm. So I just turned her on about it, and I said that, you know, you want to see every one of your fans naked, so I told her to mail you some pictures. She's a good-looking girl.
Oh, good. I like that so, very, very much. That's penradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
You know, someone came up last night during the autograph stuff, not last night, the night before, and I realized that in passing, I had said the people should come up to us after the show and offer us a sexual favor, and somebody did, and I didn't even recognize it as something I said on the show. But I do remember that I like to see everybody naked. So
There's no crazy here.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Thanks so much, Dean. Mean Dean, we'll call him.
You know, we have a confirmation of this. It says the Clipper disdainfully called Cruz a short little guy and felt like he was stalking him because Cruz was always showing up wherever DiMaggio would be appearing.
Well, so. Tom Cruise is the height of a toaster. I mean, he's really, really tiny. He's a very, very little man. And so crazy that Sumner Redstone, who's a good businessman, said, you know, America's turning on you. You're too crazy. You're not worth $100 zillion. And you know, Sumner is, of course, our boss. So there is something about that. So what we got now, still in the running for crazy, John Denver, a sniper in Vietnam. Thank goodness for Snopes, or we would have repeated that on the radio. Jonathan Winters, Little Richard, Jerry Lewis, Shirley MacLaine. Someone brought up James Brown. And James Brown, of course, has the mitigating factor of drugs. But James Brown, the first time whenever he was on, what was on, Ed Sullivan or something? First time he was on national TV, all of America knew James Brown was crazy, no doubt. Now, there's also a cultural difference because Little Richard and James Brown are both African-American. So maybe we're talking about them coming into the living room as being, you know, entertainers doing that kind of music that hadn't been heard. You know, Elvis hadn't really changed things yet and made that acceptable. So maybe we're also talking a little bit of a racial thing there, which I don't want to be part of. Jerry Lewis, Jonathan Winters, I mean, such a good choice. And Shirley MacLaine, you know. And I think that Warren Beatty, who's Shirley MacLaine's brother, says she's crazy. So, I mean, he's crazier than Kathy Griffin, certainly, because Warren Beatty is not calling up to defend Shirley MacLaine. Warren Beatty is not calling up from some place in Chicago where he's listening to, you know, some place in a corner somewhere going, you've been You've been trashing my sister, Shirley? No, Warren has not called up with that. So not even on the list. Let's see who else we got. Let's talk to Nancy, just to get a woman's point of view here. Nancy, who's crazy?
Well, I had two. I had Gary Busey and Tom Sizemore. They both have crazy eyes.
Yeah, they do have crazy eyes. And Tom Sizemore has a porno site, doesn't he?
I guess so. I haven't never been on it.
I think I have to go look it up. Get to your computer and go to the. I think Tom Sizemore has a porno site that's not like, you know, the other people who put up their porno, like Pamela Anderson puts up her porno, but she pretends it's against her will. And Paris Hilton and Tommy Lee and some people like that. Or I mean, maybe it really is against their will. I don't really know, but the stuff goes up. But Tom Sizemore goes, here are videotapes of women having sex with me.
It's not he's punching out women.
Yeah, he's also doing that. Some of the videos have certainly what we would crossing over that thin line between passionate sex and assault and battery. I think he's walking down that line. But Tom Sizemore's not that famous for not that long.
No.
He was in Penn and Teller Get Killed, by the way.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, yeah. Should mention that.
I guess.
He hasn't been doing stuff long enough, I don't think, to qualify for this prize.
But he's pretty good. And Gary Busey is really, really nuts. And he hits people when he meets them in terms of affection. I've talked about this on the air before. Every time he sees me, he's like, oh, pen, old buddy. And then he just punches you. Like, you know, it's this kind of weird male affection. See, you, being a woman, you're much less likely to have experienced that. But there are some guys that when they meet other guys, they punch them a lot. Wayne Newton is one of them. Wayne Newton's one of them, and Gary Busey's one of them. They hug me a lot. And when you're a big guy, they figure you can hit you harder.
Yeah,
so I've spent too much time being hit by Gary Busey. But I still, you know, one time I was in an opening of a movie, and I was with a date. And I said to her, oh Jesus, there's Gary Busey. I want to hide because he'll come over and hit me. And she said, well, what did you say about Gary Busey? I said, nothing. He's not mad at me. He loves me, but he'll hit me because he loves me. So I, before the movie was over, I snuck out. And I was going out the exit, and Gary Busey's coming. And Gary Busey comes up, and I'm sitting there going, hi, Gary. And he just goes, hey, Ben, I love you, man. Boom, boom. How you doing, bro? How you doing? Love you, baby. Love you. Boom, boom, boom. And my girlfriend is hysterical laughing as I get beat up by Gary Busey. And I was running like Little Chicken Man, hiding from the affection of Gary Busey. But still, not long enough. But thanks a lot, Nancy.
Okay, I have one more thing.
Oh, sure. I want to mention
Mel Gibson. Yeah. Melvin Gibson. I think on Tuesdays you should call him Mel Gibbon.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. We all have a different name for Melvin Gibson every day. That would be a great thing. You have a whole list of people. Tiny Tim was brought up.
Oh, man.
Very, 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 very famous. Very, 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 very crazy. As a matter of fact, I've been obsessed with Tiny Tim lately. I've been going to YouTube, and I've been thinking that if you put a prosthetic nose on me, Tiny Tim was like 6'3",
yeah.
Maybe I could play Tiny Tim in like a biopic or something. Because I love Tiny Tim. I think Tiny Tim changed the world.
We have a video camera.
Yeah. I think Tiny Tim changed the world. I think that when you hear Dylan talk about him, when you hear the Beatles talk about him, Tiny Tim, I mean, a lot of like straight vanilla America does not, you know, never saw the Sex Pistols, never saw the Clash, never saw like the Electric Prunes, but everybody, 40 million people watched him on Johnny Carson. The tape, go to YouTube, the tape of Tiny Tim on Johnny Carson singing a man's part and a woman's part and Do You Think I'm Sexy when he's about 50 and ripping all his clothes off on the Johnny Carson show is one of the most beautiful pieces of video I've ever seen. And I think that I would want to do, you know, what's it? My voice. Well, my voice, I would have to do, I would not do what Joaquin did and try to sing the Johnny Cash stuff. I would do what they did in the Ray story and have the real Ray Charles. Because, you know, Tiny Tim is very hard to sing like. And my falsetto, I left it somewhere in a carny tent somewhere in Ohio. That's right. Tip top! I'd never get up that high. He's like way above that. We're going to, there's some good ones popping up. Oh, my goodness, there's great ones popping up. We'll be back with Who's Crazy in Showbiz. 866-570-PEN. 7366. Any producers want to cast me as Tiny Tim? You know, I'd need a prosthetic nose. I'd have to do it with Howard Stern. We work together on it. Yeah, this is Ben Gillette trying to determine who's crazy. Tom Cruise is so freaking nuts that they've Sumner Redstone, who we dig, we like him, he's our boss. He is, you know, said in public, you're too crazy to be in show business. Not those words, but that's essentially what it says. That's wonderful. 866-570-PEN-7366. Thank you, Dean, for sending a picture of that very attractive woman. I want to talk to Dean like this, too. Also, the guy writes in, wonderful. What about crazy families? The Jacksons, the Baldwins, Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli, the Osmonds. Because, you know, every game eventually needs a family edition.
That's from Bob.
Who's crazier? Family edition. Who's crazier? Family edition. And then also leaves out the Arquettes, right?
Oh, it does leave out the Arquettes.
Yeah, the Arquettes. You've got a lot of you've got a lot of breasts and a lot of crazy, all compacted into one gene pool that shares more genes than the rest of us. And the Griffins. Yeah, we have the Griffins. Aren't the Griffins things with like a head of a lion?
Yes,
or the body of a lion, the head of an eagle or something?
That's right. It's not their fault.
Yeah, it's not their fault. You'd be crazy, too, if that's the way you had. That's what I was trying to think, that what she looked like in line. She had the body of an eagle and the head of a lion, I think. That's what threw me. Someone writes in a wonderful comment. This is a guy named Thad who writes in, I predict in 40 years we'll be adding Tom Cruise's kid to the list. Yeah, I think that's way true. Let's take another call. What's that?
Mary Todd Lincoln. Someone wrote in Mary Todd Lincoln, which is...
Mary Todd Lincoln. Was she famous early on, though?
I don't know about...
See,
she was wealthy. She was wealthy, I believe.
Wealthy is different than famous. You know, yeah. Paris Hilton made them both the same. What are you doing? What's Patrick doing?
Who's Mary Todd Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States at one point, and his wife was Mary Todd Lincoln, and very famously crazy. I mean, like into the equivalent of feng shui of her time and repainting the White House, not the outside of it. But she took Abe Lincoln to seances, and supposedly, this is probably not true, this is worth a Snopes check, but I love it. She took Abe Lincoln to a seance, and he came out afterwards, and they had to ask what he thought of it. And it was, of course, a delicate thing because everybody knew it was a nut thing to believe. And he said, it's the kind of thing you like if you like that kind of thing. So, I mean, that was what I heard quoted, but it probably was someone just doing a joke that I didn't get. Let's talk to Shelby because maybe it's the same Shelby. Maybe we're talking the same people. Is this the same Shelby?
Yes.
Not the same Shelby that says Sexy Pen and Sexy Mike, but the other Shelby that doesn't say Sexy Pen and Sexy Mike, but still
that's
thinks
right.
We're sexy.
Right? Exactly. Okay. Yes, that's me.
I know who you're talking about. Who's crazy?
Well, you said him already. The Jackson, Michael Jackson is, you know, top of the list. I think of all the actors, isn't he at the top of the list?
Yeah, I think so. And he has been. He started famous very, very young. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 6 or 7 years old, and now he's what? He's like knocking on 50, isn't he? Or is he 50? Yeah. He's somewhere around there. So you're talking about 45 years of pure crazy,
yeah.
And people did know that he was crazy probably pretty early on. But the problem, the thing that bothers me, is like the Phil Spector problem, although Phil Spector not as famous also. But the problem is that you have legal action. Robert Blake! Robert Blake! Robert Blake! Right? Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in an institution. Robert Blake. He starts out with our gang, right?
Right.
All the way up to Beretta, nuttier than a goddamn fruitcake. And then he's like going back to get a gun because his wife, oh man, William Shatner.
William Shatner.
William Shatner. But William Shatner, he doesn't go back long enough.
What are you talking about?
What about
65?
Okay.
65, but I mean, our gang is the 40s, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I'm sorry to scream at you, Shelby, but I was overcome with the excitement of how much insanity there was.
Shatner's still working crazy.
Shatner's working way crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he's good crazy.
You know, I talked to, I had a very brief conversation with James Spader. I talked to him for a while, and I said to him, you know, you work with William Shatner all the time. Is he ironic? Is he being? Is there a wink? Is he sincere? What's going on? And James Spader said he'd been working with him for 2 years and had no idea. That's pretty cool.
But you know, James Spader, he's kind of odd himself. I don't know if he goes in the crazy category, but he does have a weird streak.
Yeah, James Spader comes along pretty well. He's pretty good there. But once again, longevity. What we're talking about is let's remember who we're talking about. Let's remember what the 26 miles really is. Let's remember Little Richard, okay? James Brown, Jerry Lewis, Jonathan Winters, Shirley MacLaine, okay? Now, I put Michael Jackson, throwing out the name like I was speaking in tongues or something.
See,
and don't you wince at that. It's the exact right religious term, Happy Jack.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Robert Blake is before my time.
No, but he's still now. I mean, how old are you, two?
I'm 30.
Yeah, but he's not before your time. He's been crazy in your lifetime. He's
okay,
been crazy.
Maybe I'm just not up to date on new events.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
What he did was he was accused of shooting his wife.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
He's part of that.
See, I tune all that stuff out because there's so much of it going on anymore that I don't even pay attention anymore.
Well, good point. But to a 30-year-old, you can't touch Michael Jackson. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, pretty much.
And America did turn on him, too. But
he's been crazy since I've been alive. So
he's been crazy longer than you've been alive, yeah.
That's right.
Of course, so is Little Richard. And you know who Little Richard is.
Well, Little Richard, yeah, I'd totally go along with that one. Everyone else you said, I'm absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're on there. Well, thank you so much, Sexy Shelby.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Robert Blake's last project was 97. So,
yeah, but his last project was that whole wife thing, right?
Yeah. Boy, but you go through the IMDb on him. Oh, boy, it goes 1939.
39?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1939 for Robert Blake, which beats Little Richard, and he's pretty famous.
So he's 6 years old in his first appearance.
Yeah, it was with Little Rascals, right?
Yep.
Of course, all the Little Rascals, it's just a question of longevity on them because they made them crazy. Now, we have to talk about genetic crazy. Or created crazy. The Little Rascals, I think, were created. I mean, they were being really dealt with probably pretty awfully by the. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe they were treated great. I don't want to go off when I don't. Well, no, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say I'm not going to talk about things I don't know about, or the whole radio show is gone, and Sumner, you know, fires my ass for not being crazy enough. You have to be right on that knife's edge of crazy. Who else we got? Let's take Gary. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Penn. How you doing? Love the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
I got three crazy guys for you.
Okay, good.
First one, Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent crazy. And also I want to say that Ted Nugent is part of my club because he no drugs and no alcohol and still that kind of pure crazy. And he did Journey to the Center of My Mind. Journey to the Center of Your Mind was what, 67, 68? We first heard about Ted Nugent. But we might not have known he was crazy. Certainly not as famous as Little Richard and not as crazy as probably even Tom Cruise. But mostly just, you know, his politics don't coincide with the media's politics. But as far as crazy is concerned, I don't think so. I think he's pretty in control. Who else you got?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes. Very, very nice.
Different range of crazy.
Yeah, but Paris Hilton with a different body. Yeah.
Right, and longer fingernails.
Don't you think that Paris Hilton, when she's by the time she's 45, will be holed up, you know, saving her bodily excrements in little jars and growing her fingernails and being racist? Don't you think she'll be doing that?
Oh, yes,
yeah, she's on her way. She's fast-tracked to that. Okay, Howard Hughes is a good one. No one has thought of that. Who else we got?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. Yeah, but Mickey Rourke comes under the Christopher Walken category in that he made so much money from being crazy. I know that's also true for Little Richard, but I doubt Mickey Rourke. And also Mickey Rourke never that famous for that long.
True.
Yeah. But thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for playing the game, the home edition here.
I think Paris Hilton will be the Zsa Zsa Gabor of her age.
Yeah, she already is the Zsa Zsa Gabor. Let's take Dave. What you got, Dave?
Sorry, got the wrong guy.
Okay, who you got?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm Woody Allen.
Hi, Dave.
Is this Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, what's up, man? We just got you on because Godot was having a little trouble with his fingers.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, the best of all is Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. We thought they had a great relationship, and it went psychotic.
Mia Farrow starts crazy at 19 or 18 on a soap opera, right? She's not a soap opera.
Well, her father and her mother were both in showbiz, so.
Uh-huh. And then I worked with her in a show in New York, and she does. She radiates a kind of crazy, but really sexy and nice and pleasant to be around. So it's really kind of, I like the kind of, because it's a kind of crazy that I like. Like Shirley MacLaine, I think I could watch her die and feel nothing. But Mia Farrow, I think I have this real affection for, and she's really sexy and really cool, but pretty nuts. And married to...
Yeah, that's... her by herself and adopting kids is okay, but she hangs out with Woody, and then everything goes crazy.
Well, wait a minute. She married Sinatra when she was 18 or 19. I mean, you can't just throw that out.
Yeah,
and then who else? Like Andre Previn or something?
Okay.
Yeah, Previn.
Yeah, and, you know, in Rosemary's Baby, she's eating raw chicken. But that's part of, the gig. But, okay, Bea Farrell will put her on the list. Okay, thanks a lot. I'm going to try to now we're going to see what's done in radio where you do a whole kind of wrap-up and you discuss what you've learned and how you've changed today. We've decided that there are a lot of very crazy people.
It seems that everyone in show business is on the list.
Well, no, let's put the people on the list that aren't crazy.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. No, Steve Martin, not crazy.
All right.
Drew Carey. Not crazy. What are you talking about? Drew Carey's not crazy at all. Yeah, well, I mean, these are people that are really...
You can vouch for them.
I think anybody could vouch for them. I mean, Drew Carey and Steve Martin could have other jobs. They could function another job. They could do a fine thing. I mean, Drew Carey is the example of a guy, if you worked at a 7-Eleven, you'd be really happy to work with him. If you worked putting up aluminum siding, you'd be happy to have Drew around. I don't think there is a walk of life that Drew wouldn't do okay in. He's just a sweet guy who's very happy in himself and very well-adjusted. But... Kathy Griffin's sister, we have to put on that list, has to be very well adjusted. But Tom Cruise, you know, in all these contenders, remember, Jonathan, Little Richard, no matter how crazy Little Richard got, he still makes the same amount of money. Tom Cruise, of course, could just be regression of the mean. We have to be fair about that. He's making so much money that when he cuts his pay, he still's making almost as much as me. No, more than you, a little bit more than me. You have to remember there's regression of the mean, that Tom Cruise was up so high on the pay scale that Sumner Redstone, who we love Sumner Redstone, what a great guy, and I also like that he seemed to tell it fairly straight. You know, Sumner seemed to like just go, you know, he's acting a little weird, but Tom Cruise, no legal action against him, you know. Really attacked by South Park, which, you know, compared to how strong and powerful and famous Tom Cruise is, South Park is nothing. But the Scientologist is a little bit too crazy. And then, you know what he did? He monkeyed with moms needing help, you know? He told Brooke Shields, you shouldn't have this depression, you shouldn't have done the drugs. And I think that moms in America were a big part of his fan base, and they kind of went... Screw you.
Game's over.
Dead. Game's over, yeah. So,
I love you, honey, but the season's over.
Thank you so much for calling in with your list of crazy people. It was a real eye-opener. The Robert Blake moment was pretty great, and we had forgotten Shirley MacLaine entirely.
We haven't even talked about Hunter Thompson.
Hunter Thompson, yeah. Not famous that young, though, was he? Hunter Thompson. And maybe I'll live to be 120 and win this hands down. This is Penn Jillette on CBS, owned by Sumner Redstone, our boss, and we love him. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.